Though some polls out today show the gap between President Clinton and Bob Dole narrowing a bit, for commentator Mickey Edwards, the presidential election is as good as over. He says the GOP and the American public should be most concerned about whether the balance of power in Congress changes on Election Day.
With Bob Dole effectively out of the race for the White House, Republicans are reduced to a single and very important strategy. From this point on, the Republican message is this: when you go to the polls next week to vote for Bill Clinton, send a Republican to Congress to keep him in check. What the Republicans are doing, of course, is making a case for gridlock. This is based on the assumption that the voters don't really support Bill Clinton, they just don't see Bob Dole as an acceptable alternative. So how can the voters keep Bob Dole out of the White House and still protect the country from Bill Clinton? Simple. Load up the Congress with Republicans. This, of course, overlooks the simple fact that voters may not want gridlock. The founders created a system that made it difficult for government to do things, but the founders aren't voting this year. And a lot of the people who are voting want something done about a whole range of issues, from dealing with the budget deficit to saving Medicare. They don't have to worry. When Bill Clinton started using his veto and challenging the Congress, the result was not gridlock but compromise, and a whole series of legislative achievements, from health care reform to a complete overhaul of welfare. Maybe divided government is the best result. Democratic candidates for Congress, on the other hand, are hoping that a Clinton landslide will pull a lot of Democrats into Congress with him. Ironically, though, a Clinton victory will likely have the opposite effect. Voters seem to be rejecting Bob Dole, not embracing Democrats. And the stronger Bill Clinton looks, the more likely that voters will choose to elect Republicans to keep him in check. So there you have it. Legislative achievement depending on divided government. And the Republican Party depending on presidential non-coattails. And they call this election boring?
Mickey Edwards is a former Republican congressman from Oklahoma. He teaches at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government and comes to us from member station WBUR in Boston.